Oben darf Chof Gimmel hier, hier in Sechte Kinnim, hier Perik Beis. Die Mischne ist also für hier Kanstuma. A Kanstuma, again, it's a nest of birds, which really means a pair of birds. A pair is either two Tyrim, either two adults, or else two Benayin or two pigeons. So Kanstuma means, it sussens when she bought it, she didn't say clearly which one's a Chattas, which one's an Eila. She now Sheporach Mimeno, one of these two birds flew into the air, flew away. That's one case. So you're only left with one left. She only has one left to fill. And she had, she was a Yeledis, or she was a Zavon. So she has to bring two birds. One's for Chattis, one's for Neila. So one of them flew away. Or else, Oy Sheporach Beit HaMesis. Let's say one bird didn't just fly away, but it flew in between other birds, that those birds are supposed to be mesos. That we had before, let's say where a chattis got mixed up with an oila. So we can't do anything with them, but they have to die. So the kid says, one that flew away got mixed up in them, you cannot use it either. Because now we don't know which one it is. Is it the bird is supposed to die or not? So the kid said, that bird cannot be used. Or else, by shemes echad mehen. Stam, the lady bought two birds, and she didn't say clearly which one's for what yet, and then one of the birds died. So in all these three cases, she's left with one bird now. So halacha is yikach zug lasheni. All she has to do is just go buy one more bird to make the pair. Now, let's say she had a b'nayon, she had a pigeon. She had two pigeons, and one got lost or flew away or died. So she has to buy just one more pigeon now. Now together she has two pigeons, the two birds, and now the kohen will go and bring one for chattas, one for neila. This is poshut, because when she brought them stam, she wasn't kaveh, we don't know which one's the chattas, which one's the neila. So therefore, even though one got lost, all you got to do is just bring another one here, and now you know you'll make one into a chattas, one into a neila. Yeah. What's going to be now, Porach Lebein HaKrevos? Let's say she had this pair, she had two birds, and one bird now fell or flew in to somebody else's birds. Porach Lebein HaKrevos. Let's say like the two ladies, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel's bird flew into Leah's birds, into birds that should have been brought for Korban. That's called Krevos. So Locher is Posel, that the bird that flew now is Posel, and Upoisel Echot Kenegdoi. Back home, where it flew away from, also, one of them is Posel. That's this cloud. So notice again, one bird from this Kanstuma fell into a kinim of somebody else, it could be also Stomus. So Posel means the geyser that flew now is Posel. Meaning to say, even though this other lady now has three birds, first, it's a Rochel and Leah. One had two and the other one had two. And now one of Rachel's birds flies into Leah's birds. So now Leah has three birds. So out of those three, she cannot use one. She could only use the original two that she had. So that's called Posel. The one that flew in there, one is Posel. And the Chiddush says now, Posel Echad Kenegdo means the one back at home. By Rachel, the one that she has left over, that cannot be used either. Why? Because this is the klal, Shehagoizel HaPareich. A bird that flies from one can to another can, Posel. First of all, where it goes into, it itself is Posel. The new owner, like the new lady, cannot use it. And also, a Posel Echad Kenegdoi. Back at home where it came from, it's also Posel's one Kenegdoi. The simple story is because they're all stumas now. So when one bird flies into the other ones, we're afraid when the other one brings the birds, maybe she's going to bring it for chattis. So the one back at home has to remain an oila. And we don't know if she does bring it or not bring it, therefore the one back is also posel. That's this klal. That's called posel, who posel echad kenegdoi. The place where it flew away from, also one left over, is posel, cannot be used. Now the Mishnah Beis will explain. Mishnah says, now ketzet. What's the case? Cases like this. Let's say we have shtei noshim. We have two ladies. You have Rochel and Leah. Lezu shtei kinim, lezu shtei kinim. Rochel has two pair of birds, and Leah has two pair of birds. Let's say they both gave birth twice, so they both have a chiyuv to bring two pairs of birds. So each one has four birds. What happened was now, Porach mizu lezu, lezu. One bird of Rochel flew into Leah's birds. So really it comes out, Rochel only has 3 birds left over, and Leah has 5 birds right now. So Locher is, Poistel Echad Palichosli. Yeah, when this bird flies to Leah, so now by Leah, even though she has 5 birds, she cannot bring all 5, she can only bring 4 of them. One is possible. Like the Mishnah says before, Poistel Echad also means now when Rochel is left over with 3 birds, Rochel cannot bring one of them. She can only bring 2 birds, that's all, but not 3. So now, the one that flies in, so Leah right now, she cannot use 5, because, like, she wouldn't know what to do with the 5th one, because she can't bring it for Chattis, can't bring it for Neila. This is the halacha, what to do, what, now that Leah has 5 birds, so she can bring 3 chatois. Like all she could bring is out of the 4 birds, the 5 she has, 2 chatois and 2 oilas. But like the 5th one can't be used. For the simple story, because if she brings, let's say she'll make 3 chatois. So we have to be afraid that the 3 birds she's bringing for chatois, the pshat is those were from the 3 of her original 4 birds that she has. And her original 4 birds had to be 2 for chatois and 2 for oilas. So therefore she can never bring more than she originally had. She can't bring more than 2 and 2. Because if she'll bring 3 chatois, even though the tzatis say it should be muta. Because if we would know the 3rd one she's bringing for chatois is the one that flew from Rochel, that would be good. Because Rochel is not bringing her 3rd bird. So therefore Leah could bring whatever she wants. Because we have to be afraid this 3rd bird is not really from her sets. But it's not from the one that flew in from Rochel, but maybe the 3 birds that you bring in for Chattis now is the 3 original birds from Leah. And Leah has no right to do that. She can't bring more than 2 chatois. That's the klal, when it flies into the new Khan, so the new person cannot use it, and the old person loses out 1. Now, what's going to be Chozar? Let's say now one bird from Leah flies back into Rochel. So really they're ending up now with 4 and 4. Both of them have 4 and 4. It flew back. So Locha is again, that's exact same Locha. That the fact now one fell away from Leah, so now even though Leah is left with 4, Leah cannot use all 4. Leah could only use, two of them. And the same thing with Rochel also. Since one flew back into it right now, that also becomes puzzle. So before Rochel was only able to use 3, and with the 3rd one she could use, and now that another one falls in, so she can't use 2 of them now. So it said both of them, Rochel and Leah, cannot use 2 and 2 they could use. So each one has only right to bring an Eila Nechatis. That's this cloud that whenever it flies, it passes from where it left from, and where it goes into also becomes puzzle. What's going to be though now? Porach v'chozar, porach v'chozar. Let's say they keep on flying back and forth. That doesn't bother us. That's like hifsek klum. Sha'afilu hein merov, because even if all 8 birds would get mixed up together, again, Merochel has 2 kanim and Leah has 2 kanim. Each one has 4. Even if all 4 birds would get all 8 birds would get mixed up together, ein pachas mishtayim. That was the mishnah we had yesterday. Lesblad that. So let's say 3 condom gets mixed up with 3 condom, then you're allowed to bring half of it. Half of them are kosher. And therefore, half of 8 is 4. So no matter what, each one's allowed to bring 2 birds. They can bring 1 for Nerla, 1 for Chattis. So therefore, once they fly back and forth twice, you end up with this halacha, that each one can bring 2 birds. So it doesn't make enough community. They can fly back and forth all day. Because it's like all 8 birds got mixed up together. And when they're all mixed up together, that's the Mishnah before, Ein Pachas Mishtayim, that you could bring half of it, you're allowed to bring. That you could bring 2 oilas and 2, could each one has the right to bring an oiler and a chattis, and the other one also brings an oiler and a chattis. Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be Lezu Achas, Lezu Shtayim? Let's say you had 7 different ladies here. The first lady only had 1 pair of birds. Lezu Shtayim, the second lady had 2 pairs. Lezu Sholosh, the third lady had 3 pairs. Lezu Arba, the fourth lady had 4 pairs. Lezu Chomish, the fifth one had 5 pairs. Lezu Sheish, Lezu Sheva. Because each lady had this amount of pairs of birds. Now what happened was like this. What's going to be Porach min harishoino lishniya? From one of the first one's birds flew into the second one's group. So now the first one had left with one bird, and the second one is left with three birds. And the same thing, Lashlishis, means one of the second one's birds now flew into the third one. And Lerevius, the third fell into the fourth. Lachamishis, the fourth fell into the fifth. Lashishis, the fifth one, fell into the sixth one of them. And Lashrius, and from the sixth Khan, its one bird fell into the seventh. So now, it went that way. And then also, Chozar, it flew back also. That now one from the seventh flew back into the sixth, one from the sixth flew back into the fifth, the fourth, the third, the two, the one. So what's the halacha? The same thing. Toisel echad balichosoi v'yechad bechazirosoi. The same halacha like before. That when a bird flies, it passes from one from where it left and one to where it's going. And now when it flies back again, it has the exact same halacha. Therefore, it's like this. The first two ladies, they can't bring anything. Because the first lady, even though now Lamaisa, she ended up with two birds. Like first one bird flew away, and then one bird flew back again. But when a bird flies away, she loses the one she had back. And now when the second one, the bird flies back, it's also possible. So the first one can't bring anyone. Those two are possible. Same one, the second one also. Even though the second one now has four birds, but out of her four birds, first one flew away. So when that one flew, first one happened was from number one, fell into number two. So therefore, she has five birds. Now, one of those five is possible. Now, one of her birds flew into number three. So again, one of us become possible. So she's down to have three birds. And then what happened, came back again, the same thing. So Shni also, Ein Lem Klum. Second one also loses it. Achas balichosai, and one bechazarosai, she loses the two. She loses two birds. So therefore, she has nothing. Now Hashlishis, the one that had three kanim, the third lady, yesh lachas, at least one pair she could bring. She could bring a chatis and an eila. Horavius, the one that had four pairs, yesh l'shtayim, she left with two pairs could be brought. Hachamishis, yesh l'sholosh, that's the way it goes down. The one that has five pairs, now she can bring only three pairs. And Ashishis, yesh l'abram, the one that has six pairs of kinim, now can only bring four. Because four birds got puzzled, the fact that flew out and flew in again. And Ashvius, yesh l'shesh, the seventh one that only loses out one, not two, the seventh one. Because when the sixth one fell into the seventh, but the seventh one only loses out one. Because when the sixth one flew into the seventh, right, so it didn't become possible there. It just, then the seventh one ended up with eight birds. So true, it can't use eight, it can only use seven. And now when one flew away, it only passed just one from there. So therefore, that one's left still with six. It can bring six kanim. That's the luck of the seventh one. Now, what's going to be Porach v'chozar? Let's say again they start flying back again. Porach, it flies again and it comes back again. So then it loses again. Therefore, pois lechad balichosav yechad bechazarosai. You lose one when it flies away, and one when it comes back again. So now, if it happened like a fourth time, it went back and forth. Now, hashlishas revius ein lom kolum. The one that has three pairs, the one that has four pairs, they have nothing. Because if it flew back and forth four times, it loses its four pairs. Hachamishas though, yesh lachas. The fifth one only loses four. So one pair could still bring. Hashishis lost six, lost four, but yesh lo shtayim could still bring two pairs. Hashviyas, yesh lo chomish, again, the shviyas only goes down one. So now that happened four times, it only loses two, therefore it could still bring five pairs. What's going to be if it happens again now? The third time, that Porach v'chozar flies one, two, four to five to six, seven, and then it flies back again. So again, the same thing. When it goes, it loses one, and when it flies back, it loses one. Therefore, now even the fifth and sixth have nothing. Since this happened three times back and forth, so it loses two birds. So even the one that has six pairs loses all its six pairs. It can't bring anything. But Hashvius, the seventh one, Yesh La'arba, that could still bring four birds. The seventh one, it could still bring four. Since what happened three times takes away three from it, therefore 7 minus 3 is 4, can still bring four pairs of birds.